In our worldview today, long lines stretched outside of Afghanistan's banks as the country entered a new era under Taliban rule. Banks were forced to reopen one day after the U.S. withdrawal as the militant group looks to get Afghanistan's economy running again. That comes as the U.N. warns of a humanitarian crisis with 14 million Afghans already facing hunger. At Kabul airport, Taliban fighters took over military equipment left behind by the U.S. and NATO forces. With the airport now closed, Afghans are flooding the country's borders to escape Taliban rule. The flood of refugees have overwhelmed resources in Pakistan, where roughly 1.5 million Afghan refugees now live. The UN Security Council has called on the Taliban to grant safe passage to Afghans looking to leave the country, but it stopped short of creating a safe zone. Over in Japan, the country's largest pharmaceutical company is recalling Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine after stainless steel particles were found in the vials. The contamination prompted Japan to suspend 1.6 million doses last week. Japan's health ministry says the particles were only found in 39 of the vials and did not pose a health risk. But Takeda Pharmaceuticals, which distributes the vaccine in Japan, says the stainless steel likely came from friction between metal pieces used to put stoppers on the vials. The latest news comes shortly after two men died in Japan after receiving their second Moderna doses. Takeda, though, says there is no evidence the vaccines contributed to the deaths. And new data out from the University of Chicago points to the dangerous impact pollution is having on our lives. The Air Quality Life Index converts air pollution levels to their impact on life expectancy. It found that emissions from coal burning reduced the lifespan of billions by nearly 10 years. India, along with Pakistan, Nepal, Bangladesh, saw the most significant impacts. The study says the average person loses more than 2 years of their life with today's pollution levels globally. That makes a bigger killer than smoking, alcohol, and HIV/AIDS. If countries reduce pollution to WHO standards, the life expectancy could increase by nearly 6 years in India and more than 5 years in Bangladesh.